This is the Seabed Daily Text on letting perseverance finish its work. James 1, 2 through 4, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Consider this. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Finally, today we come to verse 4, and it is the payoff verse, as though they aren't all payoff verses, right? Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. It is so clear, isn't it? Perseverance is not something we are doing. It is something that is being done within us. Perseverance is what Jesus, through His Spirit, is doing. To persevere is to participate with the Holy Spirit's work to image us in the image of Jesus. The operative word is let. Oh, how we need this kind of holy imagination in the face of a test or trial. Let perseverance finish its work. Can you let perseverance finish its work? In the deepest pit of despair, can you muster the faith to mouth the words, Jesus, I belong to you? This trial is happening to you, but the work of Jesus is happening in you. Don't fight the trial. Lean in to Jesus. This trial can break you down. It can break you up. These are the conditions for Jesus to break in and to break through. And look what happens when perseverance finishes its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The Bible word is teleos. It actually means perfect. It's not perfect as in flawless and without error, but perfect as in flourishing and fullness, and fullness as in the fullness of God. A trial in the hands of Jesus becomes the process of becoming empty of all that needed emptying out, so that a new and mature and complete fullness could come in its wake. I sense I'm talking to quite a number of people directly today. I sense I'm talking also to someone in particular who is contemplating ending your life today. We forbid it in the Jesus name, and we break the curse of death over you and call forth the resurrection life and power of Jesus to begin to fill you like a well. You email me today and we will talk and pray together over the phone. jd.walt@seabed.com. To the man or woman reading this, when it becomes a book, sitting in a prison cell, thinking all is lost, be assured perseverance is finishing its work in you. Jesus didn't want this awful suffering for your life, but he is making you whole and mature and full, yes, perfect, through the suffering. Let perseverance finish its work. Be encouraged today. From this trial is a testing of your faith. Will come deep humility, profound authority, and breathtaking love. It is already happening. The prayer, Father, we especially pray for the one who is thinking of taking their own life today. And we pray for the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the heart to turn to who this may be in our own context, especially the young among us, and to love them extravagantly. Lord Jesus, we want to let perseverance finish its work in us. The Bible tells us you were made perfect through what you suffered, and you were already perfect. So we know you did that for us, to show us what it looks like. You are the one who perseveres for the joy set before you. And we bless you to persevere in and through us today. Come, Holy Spirit, and make us mature, complete, and perfect, filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, how is perseverance finishing its work in you right about now? How's that going? What does it feel like? How are you understanding and interpreting it? P.S. As goes the pastor, so goes the church. And as goes the church, so goes the world. Friends, this is a Macedonian call. We are saying yes. And I want you to be part of the we. Seedbed is a lay movement. After all, the church doesn't have lay people. The church is lay people. Our pastors and leaders play a crucial role. This is a moment to invest big love into them. Let's do this. If you can look at the email today, I'd love for you to click on one or both of the options just to register your interest. One would be, I'm an interested pastor or leader, full-time or bivocational, interested to participate. And number two, I want to explore sponsoring a pastor. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.